joined on the line by our featured guest this week, actress Camille Spearlin. You know her as I first found her on Nickelodeon's Marvin Marvin. You've seen her recently on Fox's Rosewood. Camille, how are you this fine, fine evening?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Really, really glad to have you on. I've got a question I've always been dying to ask someone with your CV, your resume, your experience in Hollywood. And my question is this. If you're at an industry event, do all the Disney Channel people stand on, like, one part of the room, and then all the Nickelodeon people stand on another part of the room?
Or it's segregated?
Well, is it like a competitive kind of thing, Camille? Is it like if you're Nickelodeon, like, you hang with Nickelodeon
people?
It's
like people? The Jets and the Sharks.
The Sharks and the
Jets. Or like Coca-Cola and Pepsi.
How is it like to be in that world?
It's quite amazing. I remember when I went to the Nickelodeon Choice Awards,
yeah.
All the Disney stars and all the Nickelodeon stars were all in one room, and we mingled. There was no
throwdown at all.
There was nothing. No throwdown. I mean, the only thing that was being thrown down was the food. I mean, the food was delicious.
Aww. Why can't we all just get along? Why if the Nickelodeon kids and the Disney kids
there was
get
no
along,
gang warfare between Nickelodeon and Disney.
No one was going at each other. So I've got to ask you, as a young actress, you know, you're growing up, you're doing these great projects. I want to talk about your play that you're doing, which is phenomenal play. What is it like having this as your life at this young age? We hear all the stories about young actors, kid actors, all of that. But you're doing this, and you're acting at the same time as you're growing up. And how do you reconcile that just day to day? You're excited to be doing it, I guess.
I'm quite excited, but it's the love of my life. So I'm just doing it day by day. It's quite shocking to me at sometimes. I walk around the house and I have to remember, you were on Nickelodeon, you did Rosewood, and now I'm doing this amazing play at the Fountain Theater that I've always dreamed about, and it's truly a dream come true. I'm living the life. I'm glad television is, I'm walking around with it.
Absolutely. I want to talk about this great play because it's Runaway Home. It's about New Orleans. Tell us about this great, great story. And it was really, you're the focus of this entire play.
Yes, Holly is the center, but I do feel the community is definitely the focus. It's about the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, in the Lower Ninth Ward. And it's about a community that was torn apart by this hurricane. And how are they going to, if they do, come back? I mean, everything was washed away, houses, the streets. I mean, everything, it's a forest now. I mean, till this day, I mean, houses still haven't been rebuilt. So this play revolves around a 14-year-old sharing her story, going on this journey about her experience post-Katrina and how she's trying to pick up the pieces within not only her family, but within the community around her.
Wow. And I congratulate you on your pronunciation of Nolans.
Oh, I know.
Tim with his New Orleans.
Orleans. I lived in the South for 3 years. Absolutely.
Southern California?
No. I lived in Nashville,
oh, you lived
Tennessee.
In Nashville. Right.
And one of the first things I learned is that there is no place called New Orleans.
Except that you just said it.
There is a place called Norland.
Norland, yes.
Now, in this play, obviously, you know, it's talking about Katrina, but in the headlines now that we see Houston, we see the things that have happened in Puerto Rico, this question about natural disasters and communities, it's in the front pages. People are talking about it now. Is there a lesson or an angle that you can share? We don't want you to give away the play and all of that, but what's the message that the play is trying to convey? Because I think a lot of people need that message right now.
Home is right where you are. That's truly, for me, I believe, the message of Runaway Home, and that once a community, always a community.
Mm.
You got to stick together.
And we heard so many great stories. I remember in the years that followed about New Orleans and people coming back and rebuilding, but there's still an enormous amount of work left to be done there. If there's a misconception that people have about the current state of New Orleans, what would that be? What if you could tell one thing about today's New Orleans to people, what would that be?
Even the hurricane does not define New Orleans. It doesn't. And a lot of people think, I mean, I know I was 5 years old watching Hurricane Katrina happen on the television set. Mm. And I was like, oh, that's New Orleans. That's what it is, this hurricane, this natural disaster. But New Orleans is so much more than that. They're jazz. They have so much
food
in them that, yes, food.
Like, oh, it is a food. Fun
beignets, gumbo.
For me, most of everything came from New Orleans, and that's what defines New Orleans. Not the hurricanes, not the disasters. Yes, it happened, but they are overcoming it, and slowly but surely, it's being rebuilt. And sadly, with all the hurricanes that continue to come back year after year after year, I mean, they're still, you know, banding together and
coming
strong. Besides everyone that was, most of the people that were displaced, you know, and I hope the community, most of the community does come back to New Orleans.
Well. So. A lot of the displaced people went to Houston, who then got clobbered. But maybe they will come back.
Can you give us?
They've been displaced.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's hard
to come back.
Yeah. Now, can you give us, Camille, the info on the play? How do they get tickets? Where is it at? Everything that our listeners need to know so they can go and see you do this phenomenal, phenomenal play.
Of course. So we are at the Fountain Theater. That is 5060 Fountain Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90029. You can get tickets at the, let me see where my paper is.
Doesn't know her lines.
You can actually go on thefountain.com.
Oh, there you go. The Fountain.
On website. The Fountain website, and you can actually get your tickets there, and that's Fountain Theater, and that's R-E at the end.
Classy. Oh, it's a fine establishment.
Three-syllable theater.
Theater. I want to thank you so much, Camille Spirin. We've seen you on so many great things on our TV screens. It's a great opportunity now to see you on stage in Runaway Home. Thank you so much for being part of the bigger picture.
Thank you. And remember, it's Saturday, Sundays, and Monday, Saturday, 8 p.m., Sundays, 2 p.m., Mondays, 8 p.m., and Monday is Pay What You Want. So we hope to see
you all. Pay What You Want.
Awesome.
Yeah. We'll be there.
We'll be there.
Join us, friends and neighbors. That's what we'll be there. Thank you so much, Camille.